Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to KCNR. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and enjoy this encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and it is the 20th of November, 7:06 in the morning, as November continues to race through.
Week from Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you today?
I'm doing really good. It's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. And it's also
I'm sorry. I just...
National Child's Day.
Peanut butter and fudge. Two separate entities. Okay, I can kind of understand that. But peanut butter fudge? Okay, threw up in my mouth.
Okay, we'll pass that one. And National Child's Day.
National Child's Day?
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to bring up the article that Sue read this morning on the news and choked her up. And about child abuse. I just brought it up, but on National Child's Day.
Wow. I'm sure there are some happy things to do
there's
today.
There's lots of happy things going on today. Okay. Even though it says a 20% chance of showers, I would say closer to 100% downtown where the studios are. And am I turned up real high? What, am I talking too loud today?
No, it's kind of, you're kind of all over the place, but I'm trying to adjust. I'm trying to roll with it.
I am all over the place. Tonight, clear. With a low around 45, and Friday it's going to be sunny. Saturday sunny. Sunday mostly sunny, and then it starts clouding up. Monday mostly sunny, and Tuesday mostly sunny, and Wednesday partly sunny. So leading into Thanksgiving next week, and the highs in the mid 60s and the lows in the mid 40s through next Tuesday.
So at what point did partly cloudy become partly sunny?
I'm not sure.
Just
well,
curious.
If it's partly cloudy, then the rest of the day is sunny.
Yes. I'll look it up for you.
Who writes these things?
I don't know.
The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been there for like 30 years, the Kenny family. Locally owned, locally operated in Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers so well. Great people, the Kenny family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And before I get to my guest, Dr. Dan Sloan, we went to the Garden of Lights last night. It was a media night and family night out there. And they graciously give us an igloo. An igloo, I think it cost between $600 and $800. No, we didn't do that because it was, they let us use one. And if you get the igloo, though, you get two pizzas, unlimited non-alcoholic beverages. And they bring it to you, and it's cozy in there. They got a little fireplace, little electric fireplace. It's just really a night. If you're taking your family there, you want to make kind of a special event. Turtle Bay has them. I think they have four. The Garden of Lights is spectacular as usual. 2 million. They've got a new layout. Now you can't get away from the dancing trees, and the lights there. But
don't hear that phrase that often.
No. But they've got, ground, lights on the ground and different animals, polar bears and all kind of stuff out there. It's really, really nice. Very enjoyable. I'm going to put some photos on Facebook later on, probably after the show. Some people have already been putting them on from last night that were with us. It has the new train you know, that you can ride the train. And I think it's like, it's a small train. I don't say it's small, you know, but it has like 4 or 5 cars on it. And you get in, you can put, well, it depends on how friendly everybody is, but you can put in at least 5 adults. And if you're really friendly, 7. But somebody's sitting on somebody's lap, which, hey, and that's being offered this year. So that's brand new. But it is beautiful out there. The lights are just fantastic. They still have the igloo. They've got all that kind of stuff. I mean, it is well worth going down and seeing the Garden of Lights. And I'm not even sure how many years this has been. What, 4 or 5? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's been quite a while. It's very impressive what they do.
Oh, it is. And they got 2 million lights out there. And
what's the theme this year?
Oh, I thought you'd ask me that.
Lights.
Yeah.
Lights.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
You change the theme. It's really impressive.
They do.
It's
and amazing. They've got professionals that, you know, so all they do is redesign these things. The lights are owned by Turtle Bay. But you know, the whole staff goes out there and puts up these lights. And, I mean, they're everywhere. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to mention it. Maybe tomorrow. one of my friends is their company is sponsoring Garden of Lights, so they have a little exhibit or you know something there. And when I saw it last night, I looked at it and said, "My gosh, that looks like a part of a bull's anatomy."
Oh no!
And once you said it,
oh man.
Everybody, you can't unsay it, and you can't unsee it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Just in time for the holidays.
But then, they are also sponsoring the igloo, the big igloo. So, okay, I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for coming in on short notice. Yeah. Because I was reading more about AI, and then it, you know, dawned on me that you teach that over at Simpson University.
Correct.
Is that part of the master's program that you have over there, or is this on another program?
It's both. And in fact, it is becoming so prevalent in everything we do. It's becoming part of everyday life. So every course just about has AI in some way, fashion, or manner.
Okay.
So when we teach it, we teach it as the a Bachelor's of Science.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Business Administration degree.
Okay.
With an emphasis in data science and AI. And then we also have it integrated into...
With an emphasis. So you can get a degree at Simpson in business what?
It's Business Administration.
Administration.
And we have an emphasis in management, one in marketing, sport management, and then we have data science and AI.
Data science and AI. Okay.
And in the master's program, the Master's of Business Administration, which has really become a very sought after, very demanding program.
Of course.
In a specialization in leadership and strategic leadership, and everything we do is AI. So it's showing how to implement the various models of management in finance and operations, everything, marketing. And, you know, the emphasis that we have on everything we do is our foundation in Christ. So a big part of AI, and that's probably what we'll talk a lot about today, is ethics and governance and law and how to implement it in a just way.
Well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, the way I'd really like to start is, what is AI?
Yeah.
And how did we get here? You know, a quick synopsis, then we can go on. Because I just saw that Kroger's is shutting down, I think, automated facilities that they started during COVID, you know, to be able to get the groceries out to people. But they're shutting down most of them.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, is this an AI type thing or what? But it wasn't clear in the article what it was. Anyway, we're here with Dr. Dan Sloan from Simpson University, and we will be right back.
Hi. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You are listening to KCNR. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and enjoy this encore presentation.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:19 in the morning here on the 20th of November. And my guest is Dr. Dan Sloan from Simpson University. He teaches business over there, but he's also got a master's in business administration. And we're talking AI. And because AI has just become so pervasive in our lives, and we don't even know it. And so I asked Dr. Sloan to come in here, can you explain AI and what's going on with all that? So how did AI start?
Well, it started back in the 1950s.
Okay.
So it's not a new concept. It's not a new idea. What has been lacking is the ability to have the computing power to make everything work, you know, putting it in the simplest terms. So over the years, we've had incremental improvements and increases in computing power to where it got, like in the 1980s, 1990s, to a certain degree, fixed at that point, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And it didn't really improve until most recently, to where it was being integrated in ways that people would see it in their lives. So, you know, back in the earlier Google era when we had Siri and other things, for Gemini and those that were just created recently, when those things became more prevalent, people started recognizing it and said, you know, I can understand how it's evolving and encroaching in my life. But it has been here for a long, long time.
And we were just lacking the computing power.
The computing power, the speed and the chips, and that's what you're seeing with NVIDIA, and its stock price reflects
its
potential.
Yeah. So my phone that I'm holding, which has more computing power in it, much more computing power in it than the whole Marine Corps was when we went into Desert Storm in 1990.
It's amazing.
In this one phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. It would have been, I mean, it tells me where I am.
Tells you where you are and gives you far more data and keeps track of you in ways.
GPSs were so rare back then that they were held at the general level and handed out to certain units because you're in the desert, you know. Where are we?
Right.
You know, we'd have things like, you know, fire off, machine guns with tracers. So as soon as you saw them, okay, we know where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But you can't do that all the time. And now everybody has it on their phone.
Just in warfare alone. Back in the 80s, we had the Desert Storm and those. I think you were part of that, right?
Yeah. 1990.
Okay. So we had millions, let's call it thousands of containers, metal containers going over with combat materials, MREs, you know, guns, boots, whatever. And tracking that was extraordinarily difficult at that time because you didn't have GPS on the container.
We didn't even know what was in the containers when it got there. Yeah, I mean, it opened up. It was like a gigantic yard sale. Right. Okay, who needs one of these? And whoever got there first got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about how that's changed today.
Oh, gosh.
Now they can track that stuff and redirect it in an instant.
Yeah.
Using technology and manufacturing and logistics, supply chain, all that is impacted by AI in huge, huge ways.
So the ability to gather information has been here for a long time, since we had computers. Mm-hmm. But the ability to use billions and billions of data points. Mm-hmm.
Trillions.
Trillions.
Yeah. Of terabytes.
Terabytes of it. I'm not sure what a terabyte is, but it sounds big. Has just become now because we have the computing power and the speed of the computers and, like you said, the chips that can do that. Now, this takes an immense amount of power, though. Is that correct?
Electricity, right. And that's been in discussion in various forms, and something that's going to come out and possibly kick the stool up from underneath that is quantum computing. But as it stands today, we've got binary, so everything's put through a processor, and it's zeros and ones, and the way to increase the speed is to increase the number of chips or the amount of computing power, which takes more electricity.
And that's what I've been reading. There's some towns that they're saying, wait a minute, you're going to put a data center in here, but what, but it's, we don't have electricity for this.
Yeah, we discussed that. Our supervisor plumber just called a meeting for some people about what can we do with AI over at Shasta College, and Todd Jones was there, and
Jimmer Palmer,
Kevin O'Rourke, myself, and EDC director, and just people that were interested in what can we do with AI, and creating a data center here in Reading, the water and electricity and all those things were concerned, and what would that do to impact the ability to grow in other areas? You know, would it reduce that? And so there's a lot of
answer was,
if we did it with today's technology, it would be cumbersome and difficult to do. But it's not impossible. We've got Amazon coming in, and with newer iterations of technology like quantum computing, that may change.
Okay, I've got to ask, because when you said quantum computing, Alex nodded his head up and down.
Yeah,
like
I have a quick question.
Like, you know what that is.
So what is AI plus quantum computing? I mean, where does that take us? That's like a whole...
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, well, wait a minute. Tell us what quantum computing is first, you two.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay. Well, you have to start with where we're at.
Okay.
And the things that were discussed or have been being discussed for several years now is that issue of electricity and what kind of degradation are we having because we're using so much electricity in a form, different forms. I mean, we've got hydro up here with the dam, but it is expensive, and it does cause a lot of issues with our electrical generation and what it supplies. So if we want to get away from that, there's been talk of micro-nukes being used, and that would be something where in some of the oil-rich areas like Texas, some very rich entrepreneurs are talking about putting in a micro nuke to power AI, taking it off the grid. So if our grid is hit by an attack, that it would not take down various parts of the United States or our AI or other electrical.
Well, so when we're talking micro nuke, we're talking the micro nuclear power generating. Mm-hmm. And I just read a number of articles yesterday about they're trying to bring some up and keep the one here at Diablo going, because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, cheap electrical power. And I saw where somebody back, I thought up in the Washington State area, they got patents for building these little micro nuclear power generators. That, you know, you can put
If we're going to stay ahead on AI, you're going to have power. Well, so.
And if you want to do away with the, with a lot of your reliance on fossil fuels, nuclear is the way to go. But then on the other side, you've got people fighting it because they're afraid.
Right.
Afraid for reasons that are 50 years old.
And addressing those problems are something we need to do for change management. So getting on to what may change this in the future is qubits, which are part of quantum AI.
Okay, now, quantum. What exactly is that? Can you tell me that?
It's also a concept that's not new. It's not a concept, but it's we haven't had the technology or ability to control data in a way that allows us to use it efficiently.
Okay.
And instead of binary, we're going to go to something called qubits, which allows data to be arranged in various positions simultaneously and processed. It's much, much faster. It takes much less electricity and energy to process it. So they're
can you load cube? I mean, what's it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reasonable. I think I'm reasonably intelligent. I'm not saying I'm the sharpest tool or the brightest light by far. I know I'm not. But then again, I'm not the,
you're the sharpest tool in your seat.
Yeah. There I go. Okay. So we're talking qubits. And, so it lines it up at the same time.
It allows that data to be utilized in various positions, in various formats at the same time. To where right now we're processing it in zeros and ones, so it's very slow compared to multiple dissections of the same data. And in using that, it's in chaos, okay? The data is. Just as if you were to retrieve it, it'd be like trying to memorize Google. Nobody can do it, right? It's impossible. But if you can take the universe of data that's available to us today and process that in a faster way, then it's almost like thinking of, instead of going through your hose at your house, the water, that you've got multiple hoses, you know, an infinite number almost of hoses going at the same time, that you can process it much, much faster.
Okay, I think I'm starting to see this, where you got multiple areas where it's being processed and put together.
Streamed in different ways,
but you can use it in different ways at the same time.
At the same time. So it can be looking exponentially faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when that happens, obviously.
When is that going to happen?
Well, the time frame that they're looking at is rolling it out to a data or beta processing.
Yeah.
From what I see, 27, 28.
Okay.
But again, that's beta and not really going into commercial use until 2030s, 2040s.
Okay.
It may happen faster. I mean, things tend to surprise us on occasion, and you know, you watch the stock market and you watch these incredibly high, high prices on some of the stocks that are out there that are in that area. There's a lot of capital going into it, and the United States wants to stay at the forefront. You know, the president has stated that he wants AI to be the frontier of what we do. And without it, you know, militarily, economically, socially, trying to keep up with the rest of the world or in front of the rest of the world would be challenging to do. So it's a very admirable thing that we're doing, and something that's almost a necessity for us at this point. So I can see how there will be large changes is what I'm coming to. Very, very large and abrupt changes. Mm-hmm. That capital that's being put in, think about it, if you're a business today and you're going to sink capital into something, AI, are you buying the right one? And will it be obsolete next week or next month or a year from now? And what happens to all that expenditure and pre-training and everything that needs to be done?
Okay, we need to take a break. This is kind of fascinating for me because Melania Trump just gave a speech. Yeah, Melania Trump.
Yeah.
To the military about AI and the battles of the future.
Right.
What it's going to look like. Okay. This portion of the show is very much right now, right here. And that's Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design. Has it all. Has it all there. And a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're going to be celebrating 30 plus years there at 2225 Hilltop Drive, next month in December. And they've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and they are super people running it, locally owned, locally run, great jewelry business, with, again, I said, a outstanding, selection choice at very fair prices. Foreman's Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Dr. Dan Sloan.
This season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Debot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. One side is insurance, the other one's financial management. And Judy set this business up back in 1993, and she's been helping our community ever since. Things are changing so radically and so fast. We're talking about AI right now. and the stock market and all of these. You need, maybe you need somebody to put another set of eyes on your investments. See, how about your retirement plans, your 401ks? Well, Maxwell Insurance and Financial is offering a free review and evaluation of what you have. And then for your insurance, it's your, you know, health insurance, life insurance, your business insurance. Again, a free review and evaluation of what you have. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can reach Judy and her team at 530-221-0441. Located again at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan. We're talking AI. We've just jumped into quantum computing.
Quantum AI.
And which has to do with packets versus X's and O's. And that's about all I know about it. Now, how many, you know, because you are teaching a master's in business administration plus regular business courses. You know, the number of jobs that are threatened by AI, the potential seems to be, the potential for AI doing jobs, especially maybe entry-level jobs, is tremendous. I talked to a businessman. He says it's not so much the entry level because you need people to shovel coal. In other words, put the data in. It's the ones that are, you know, from that have been there a couple of years all the way up to maybe 15 years. AI is going to take a lot of their jobs. And then you've got the people at the top telling, you know, running it. So, but the whole middle swath could be decimated.
It's going to be prolific throughout all of the various careers. Mm-hmm. I made a list before I came in just to kind of refresh what I had here, and about the 10 top careers and the 10 most likely to be eliminated in the top or bottom that are not. So it is data entry clerks that are going to be eliminated, and it's being done because AI is going to be able to do it differently than is being done today. But when we talk about it, you probably have heard this before, but it won't be AI that takes your job. It'll be the person using AI that takes your job. So it just emphasizes the fact that you need to learn how to use AI and implement it.
Well, what are some other jobs that are going to be eliminated?
We've got data entry clerks, administrative assistant secretaries, accounting, bookkeeping clerks, telemarketers, customer service representatives, insurance underwriters, warehouse and inventory, like we were just talking about, and proofreaders, travel agents, paralegals and legal assistants. Those are the ones that they're more likely going to be eliminated. Top safest AI are nurses, nurse practitioners, physicians, mental health counselors, teachers, education, choreographers, coaches, athletic trainers, prostheticists.
Rodeo participants.
There you go.
Artists. Anything. Professional sports.
PT, physical therapists, and stuff like that. But, you know,
anything where it takes a person.
Well, anytime it takes a person and you need that personal connection relationship, somebody that's going to be treating you with a...
What about teaching?
Teaching is going to change, and that's what I deal with on a daily basis. You know, I'm confronting people, I don't want to say confrontation, but I'm approaching education from somebody who's lived in China.
Yeah. Okay?
And for 8 years, so I had a long duration of learning how people cheat. A different system, communism, socialism, and my students were the senior staff of the communist government, both in Laos and in China.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just did a bunch of work with Russia. Tomorrow I'm giving a global presentation on AI and the legal system governance, and then I give it again in March. But I do a lot of things. I have a business called Gateway AI Consulting.
Okay.
So I do a lot of work in these areas about how to educate people using AI. And earlier we were talking about, you know, writing your scripts or doing something and getting started.
The radio commercials, you give them the information and literally a second later it pops out with a 30-second radio commercial. You may have to change a couple words, but no, the rest of it's ready to rock.
So
you can do it with an AI voice.
Right. And I call that distillation. And we're distilling that information. We just keep cooking it down, keep making it better and better and better, revising it. Earlier you said something about people that are experts, right? And in the past they called it human in the loop. We wanted a human in the loop to ensure that the information was correct. It wasn't hallucinations that were created by AI. And I've changed that, and I call it an expert in the loop, because it's not any human that can do that, that can look at it. And I use examples like with a pediatric oncologist that we have that works out at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were a parent and you had a child that was suffering from a disease or had symptoms, you wouldn't try to do a diagnosis, a prognosis, and treatment plan on your own using AI. That would be foolish.
Right.
It's nonsensical. So we need a human in the loop that can look at that data. Look, it's garbage in, garbage out. And I use it a lot with lawyers. I've got 8,000 judges and attorneys that I worked with through the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, through the State Department. And that's the presentation I'm going to be giving, is how AI and IP law are impacting the world. But if you go to an attorney, or if you go into court and you're pro per, you're doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can put everything into AI. You can upload the documents. You can give it all the evidence. And it will give you a great argument. It'll present everything that you should give to the court, put it all in the proper format. It'll do everything for you, all the legal research. But the judge may look at it and say, this is amazing. This is great. And it's all real. There's no hallucinations. But you're just arguing the wrong case. You need an attorney, if it's pharmaceutical law, labor law, whatever the particular area. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we can't dismiss the fact that we are going to need these experts. And that's what I work with at the university. People with terminal degrees. They're at the highest level academically that you can get. And those experts in chemistry and engineering and math, nursing, whatever field it is, we need those experts to evaluate it and determine whether it's garbage or needs to be reevaluated or redistilled down to the content that makes sense.
Now, the AI, from what I understand, it's really good at doing things like reading x-rays and all that.
Imaging.
Imaging, right. That it can go through hundreds, while a doctor could only do maybe six or seven. Mm-hmm. Because it just, that's your X's and O's. I mean, it just says, this is what I see. I mean, the way it's set up. So radiology and like CT that kind of stuff, it can do that. But you still need somewhere in there the doctor to look at it and make sure there wasn't a mistake.
Well, and like I said, if it's information that comes back based upon the data that was given or data that's available, it may not reflect the reality of what the doctor can see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you need a trained physician that has been experienced in that field.
If you're talking about things like football and baseball and basketball, AI is not going to take any.
It'll change it dramatically, and already has. Because you can put all the players with all their past history into the program and pair that up with the team you're going to play next week, and it'll tell you which ones to play against which players and when to pull them and put them, pull them out and put the next ones in. So it'll.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. The strategical part of it.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
But on the field, in the blood and in the mud and the beer, it's still going to be humans out there as of right now, I guess.
Yeah. And it is, but it's being used in ways that'll help provide expertise at a earlier point in the training. So we're using Meta goggles, Meta glasses to do simulations and training using AI, so that you can do things. They can do it at home with their glasses.
And they're taking their biometrics during the game too, right?
And it'll measure. AI will measure everything. It keeps facial recognition of every player, and it'll count up all of their numbers of inches moved, feet, passes, whatever.
It's amazing. I have to take another break.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get concerned.
Okay.
All right. Now, because I hear about the deep fakes. Is that what it is?
Deep fakes.
Deep fakes. I see things where people are talking, and it's fake because of what they're saying. And it's kind of a humorous thing. But it looks so real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just totally real. What dangers are we facing with AI, if you don't mind, in the next, segment? Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Dan Sloan.
Winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about these rebates. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan. We're talking artificial intelligence, which he teaches over at Simpson University, but it's much more. You also consult with other countries, other organizations about artificial intelligence and how it's used. We went to a list of jobs that are probably going to just disappear. Mm-hmm. And, but you know the thing about the, what was the one about, phone calls that they make, what was it, selling you stuff? Mm-hmm. That's even worse though. Because now you have a non-real entity calling you and saying, you haven't updated your Google, address and all that, and you can't even get the satisfaction of saying, stop calling me! Because it doesn't care. Mm-hmm. And it won't listen to you anyway. Okay, now, dangers, Will Robbins.
Yeah,
danger, Will Robbins.
Yeah,
of AI.
There, the dangers are prolific. And it's the way I try to explain it to people is to say that it's like any other type of tool or object that can be used in a detrimental way, or even a thought or a concept.
Mm-hmm.
We have free will in our country, especially. You can walk outside, take your clothes off. You could take a gun and use it inappropriately and injure or kill people. You could use a car the same way. Our students can go drink and take drugs or do whatever. So, you know, what keeps us in line are social controls. And those social controls come from ethics and moral and governance standards and the law.
Yeah.
And so a lot of this is not to run away from it and say, gosh, we're just not going to use it. We're going to ban it, right?
Yeah.
That's not going to work. And some examples of that would be like in the EU, they have some of the first AI laws that they've implemented. But if we implement laws on our own society like they're doing there and prevent our own society from having creative ideas and experiments and different things that they can do using AI, then we've handicapped ourselves. Because other countries are not going to do that. China's not going to abide by their law.
What law has in the EU, the European Union, has it done to curtail AI?
What they're trying to do is curtail the use of AI and how you use it in ways to do, like you were just talking about, for marketing, to use it. And there's algorithmic bias that could happen. So algorithmic bias is one of those things you were just talking about, the dangers that they're out there. Meaning that either intentionally or unintentionally, you create an algorithm with your AI and it just runs with it. And at the end of a year, for example, if you're a mortgage institution and you're audited and it shows that 95% of your loans were given to white males.
It just looks at X's and O's.
Right.
And it could do that.
Yeah.
And go, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We know better than that.
Okay. In order to keep up with this, I've taken these classes continuously for the last few years, at MIT and Harvard, trying to keep up with the best in the world. Some of my classmates are working it, in Hong Kong and Silicon Valley and all over the world, TikTok. And it's those kinds of things. They're designing the software that runs autonomous vehicles. Waymos are those vehicles that are running on their own. And the vehicle has to go somewhere if there's an event. And is it going to run over the two people in the black family or the four people in the white family, or, you know what I'm saying? It has to make those decisions in a split second. And that's what they're struggling with, trying to say, are we going to create an algorithm that'll inadvertently discriminate or be biased in some
way? Totally discriminates.
Yeah.
And because these algorithms that you're talking about are built by people.
Right.
And that's where there's been a lot of that's where a lot of consternation is that when it pulls stuff up, well, it's AI. No, it's the person who built
the oversight. Because
or the
AI,
oversight.
I told you about
AI doesn't care.
It doesn't care. But I performed this Russian education for four months.
Yeah.
And I did it right after the Ukraine war started, 4 months, and I did it again last year. And I used AI in a lot of what I did last year, and that's what I'm comparing is the differences between the comprehension and the ability for the students to understand what was happening in that course. So I wrote half of it in Russian. I don't speak Russian. I don't write Russian, but AI does it for me, and it does it very well. And it's that higher level engineering medical and law and all those areas that where words have a huge impact. And what I found was that, You want a meeting of the minds. You want, even with your wife, when you guys are together, sometimes you can finish each other's sentences. You've known each other so long and know each other so well. But do you really understand what's happening in the biochemicals in her brain that convert that to language?
No, you know what?
Probably not.
We already know that men's brains are comprised of boxes that are set apart. They're perfect. And all of our thoughts are in these boxes. And a woman's brain is like a plate of spaghetti that touches, everything touches. And this is not derogatory at all. Linda understands it. People understand when I tell the whole reasoning behind it.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know how she gets to things. And she knows that when I don't say something, she says, it's in one of those boxes, honey.
Right.
I go, I know, I'm just trying to figure out which box it is. And, of course, the biggest box in men's heads is the nothing box.
Right.
That is interesting. I mean, do they account for different AIs for men and women?
Well, and you can set it up that way.
You can't. But again, it goes back into, you know, I'm being kind of humorous in my analogy, but you can put it any way you want it. And there lies the, is, okay, I've got to ask this. AI is going to kill us. It's going to take over and we are redundant. We are redundant pieces of carbon.
No. It's just a tool, and that's the way I look at it. But anyway, what happened with my students in Russia is that approximately 20% understood very well what I was saying in English. The other 80% had various challenges or difficulties because of the language barrier and the complexity of law and the language.
Right.
And then with the use of AI, writing it in Russian and communicating that way, I mean, one question needs, I'd say, 1,000 questions. So I had to use AI platforms in order just to manage that much data myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the understanding was exponentially higher, 80, 85, 90% for a lot of the content. So if we can do that with diplomacy, for example, or other areas, contracts, and a meeting of the minds is what you want when you're writing a contract so that the other party understands the language fully and well the way you intended it. And so the intentions of what you have in your head can now be explained in ways that you could not do before because you can make it more understandable. We talked about distilling.
I could write a contract through AI, give them the information, and they would put out a legal contract? Could it do that?
I would use it to create what you think you want and run it by an expert. Getting back to my expert analogy. Expert
so
in the loop.
Still have to run it by somebody.
Right. And at least they would understand where you're coming from. But an attorney would say, no, you're missing certain sections of it, or according to California law or in Shasta County.
Okay. Well, we have run out of time. And I am so sorry we have. Dr. Dan Sloan, and I hope I can invite you back on a regular basis. And one of the questions I would ask you, for people who have a small company like this one,
right?
Can AI help us?
Yeah,
you know, how could I use AI in this business to increase sales, to provide, you know, some kind of, you know, we take a look at the demographics and say this show right here would be a great show. I mean, would it be able to do that?
It will, and it can. It'll do what's called predictive marketing, which is something, like I said, every course that we teach at Simpson has AI in it, in the business department. So if you're doing marketing, it'll do predictive marketing where it's going to tell you or provide you with output either in graphics or however you want it, data, tables, that'll help you.
So your business majors can go in and literally have a plan when they're just
new to the
business. Yeah.
Put all the data in, and it'll analyze the market. It'll analyze, because you can be extremely specific. Geofencing, which is something that they use in order to market people with chats. Now, you were just talking about phone calls and you'll get a chat or some sort of a text message. And we can use that, the data that's being processed by companies, large companies, that have a product like Walmart or even like you're talking about Taco Bell or anything, to where they have data on their sales. And if the consumer satisfaction changes or their demand changes, then they can change the pricing and what they deliver.
Okay, so you see new fast food franchises popping up here in Reading.
Right.
Is it, you think that they've used AI
to
look at the whole market and say, yeah, we can put another chicken place in here, and you know we have chicken places. We can put another chicken place in Reading, California, because all the data shows our model is going to be a success.
Right. And with quantum computing, that'll be even faster. So the predictive power that we'll have for weather, for many, many different areas of industry, will be exponentially better. And that frees up our time to do things that we can be creative with and be more innovative, be an entrepreneur, for example.
Mm-hmm. Alex, I have a mission for you right after the show's
over. Oh, I've been
taking
some notes. I have a really quick question.
What
is an AI agent?
An AI agent is essentially something that you could put on your page or on your phone that'll assist you. Out at Simpson University, we have employed that. We might have somebody who's looking for a particular program, for example, and they're looking for universities that have certain offerings, and it'll provide that offering for them and tell them about it, give them personalized information very rapidly, do it any time of the day or night, 7 days a week. So we found that it is an integral part of what we have to do. And I spoke earlier real quick about an accountant that's doing in 5 minutes what it takes 5 hours to do.
Yeah, yeah.
If he doesn't do it, he can't afford to stay in business. And that's the same thing with agents. If you're not putting them into your system, somebody else will, and the consumer will naturally go where they can get information and actually enroll in a program before they even get to us if we don't have it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.